We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, sir. Back at you. Rick Kamla's out today. It is a players only edition of Clinton Kamla. We got Cecil Shorts the third Smitty Wade Smith, and we were at practice today. A couple of things to I think are worth reporting is that Roderick Johnson looked really, really good.
Yeah.
Right. So at left tackle, Justin Reed, roaming the sidelines. He's a guy that I believe should be put on the shelf and back in pads no sooner then I'm going to say 10 days, which is after the Rams. Is the Rams a fourth
game?
Yeah,
the Rams. Yep, Thursday. Yeah.
So after Thursday. The Rams game, that gives him about 10 days to get ready for the Saints. He was roaming the sidelines doing exactly what it is he does. But once again, the elephant in the room, right, the mystery of Matt Khalil. Again, no 75 at practice. And as I mentioned, Roderick Johnson getting – all of the reps with the ones and looking really, really good. And guys, here's the deal, is I'm just gonna go ahead and get into it. I think that the news of the day is obviously that Khalil wasn't on the field.
Right.
But when it's all said and done, the news of the day is Bill O'Brien's level of agitation when he was asked about injuries in Matt Khalil once again.
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
How's that for an answer, Wade Smith? Hey, head coach's discretion, baby.
I know one thing. Y'all better leave Bill O'Brien alone asking a question about the injury report, asking about injuries. I don't know. I don't know who exactly asked that question.
Right.
Whoever asked that question, I bet you they don't have to. You know what it remind me of? You know, like when you were a kid and you were at the grocery store and maybe, you know, certain parents raise their kids different than other parents. But my mom, if I'm in the grocery store with my mom, don't ask me for nothing.
Yep.
If I'm at, we at Walmart, nothing. Don't touch nothing, don't ask me for nothing. So he responded like one of his kids been asking him for something. He know good and well when we go into the store, you're not supposed to be asking me for nothing. Bill O'Brien, like, don't ask me for no damn about no injuries. I don't want to hear about no injuries. You know you can't have no injuries, so stop talking about injuries. But I'm thirsty. Drink water. That's what took me back to listening to Bill O'Brien.
Fair enough. I think it's fair to say that my man Bill O'Brien is he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. My dude is a little bit agitated today, and he wasn't trying to hear it. I mean, Cecil, when you hear, I think again we talked about Matt Khalil audio yesterday. That was actually from last Wednesday, and we were reading between the lines of exactly what that meant. Today we get a nice little soundbite from Bill O'Brien, and outside of being agitated, what do you pull from that as far as Matt Khalil's status as a starting left tackle with his team?
After he said that, he said still that Matt's gonna start week one. He doubled down on it. So you know what I mean? I think that's solidified from his standpoint. But I also think reading between the lines that Khalil is hurt, because if he wasn't, he'll just come out and say, hey, he's not hurt. But he is hurt. Now, it might not be, and then Wade made a good point, it might not be to the point where he, if the game was tomorrow, he probably will play, or won't play, I should say, but he's hurt. He's dealing with some type of issue. And knowing his history, they probably just want to take care of him and make sure that he's okay. Now, when you come in the bubble, I had peeked on the practice field, because they were in the bubble today. I peeked on the practice field, and he wasn't even out there with Greg right. Mance and Justin Reed and none of those guys.
My boy so Cholo was out there working all the injured guys. Yeah,
he's rolling over there.
Shout out to Roland. Cholo was over there doing work, baby.
So he's probably still in the training room taking care of whatever issue he has. But from Bill O'Brien's standpoint, he's definitely frustrated. Probably can't get into him a little bit. You know how camp eyes get and camp that camp hey, attitude.
Is there anything worse? No, camp eyes is a little different. That's a different.
Oh wait, that is totally different. I apologize. Camp eyes is totally different. I don't know if we get people
that what that means.
Well, yeah. Let's keep it moving. Let's hold off on that. I know where you're going. But like, look, is there anything worse than when you take the field or you go really hell? You don't before you take the field. You go to a team meeting and you can just tell by the way coach is talking to you that like my dudes, he's something's wrong today. And I just do not want to misstep. That's one of those days when I was damn glad I was a third-string quarterback. I'm like, I'm glad I can't get in this guy's way today.
Man, that's one of them days that you got to make sure you're on your P's and Q's. You get called out in the team meeting room in front of everybody. You'll be made example of.
Wade, you actually had heard the guys this morning had John McClain on, and he had a little different take. You mind sharing that with us?
Well, basically, what I heard from McClain is that, you know, he has a foot injury, that Khalil has a foot injury. And so he actually is – hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so the thing about it is Bill O'Brien is the type of coach, he doesn't like guys to miss if he can help it. He wants guys to be out there day in, day out. If they're healthy enough to go, he wants them to go because he knows the value of a guy being out there and putting in works with his teammates and getting better each and every day. So he's probably frustrated with the fact that Khalil is hurt. You know what I mean? And that,
right, yeah. I don't know
if he necessarily woke up on the bad side of the bed, but he's probably tired of having to answer questions about one particular guy because, you know, you couple the fact that he had a couple of practices where he was struggling, then all of a sudden he's not practicing. He kind of has a history of a guy that gets hurt.
Sure.
And so people are concerned and want to know, like, is this a guy that we can depend on? And so I think that's going to factor heavily in who ends up being the starter on the offensive line when the season starts. Even though Bill O'Brien says, you know, Matt Khalil is still the starter, he's going to be the starter week one. That doesn't mean that actually is what going to happen. You know,
right.
You had a few weeks before. I think Roger Johnson is definitely in the running, in Bill O'Brien's mind. Like, but he has to keep putting them together in order for that to happen.
If he's not the starter, Matt Khalil, does he make the team? Like, is he on the team? That 7.25, whatever, how much amount of money he's getting?
That's a really good question. I don't think it would make sense for him to be on the team if he's not the starter.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You don't really pay a guy $7.5 million or whatever it is to be the backup.
Wait, they can't They can't go in the season with Roderick Johnson at left tackle, Davenport backing him up. They can't do that, can they?
I mean. You when you look at it on paper, you say nah.
Right.
But when I look at what I'm watching on film, when I'm watching in person,
right.
When I'm watching them at practice, why not? You know what I mean? If a guy can play, a guy can play.
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the name on the back of his jersey or anything or any accolades that he came into the league. If he can play, he can play. And if this guy keeps playing well, then he's going to get an opportunity to play. That's the way the NFL works. If you can go out there and perform and be consistent and the coaches can trust you, you will get an opportunity to play.
Yeah, so here's what we know, man. We know Roderick Johnson has looked good. I told you, I caught a cut today, a rep today against Whitney Merciless, and I thought he did a hell of a job. And one good rep, I don't care if it's one out of five, one good rep versus Whitney Merciless at this point in time is a significant rep for that dude's confidence. And I saw that with my own eyes today. We know Matt Khalil, apparently, according to John McClain, has an injury at this point and is not at practice. And so with all that said, we've got a game tomorrow that means something. If there's a game tomorrow, who's the starting five? Left tackle to right tackle, and remember Martin's back.
If it starts tomorrow,
yep,
that's an interesting way to put that. If you put it to where the game is tomorrow, I don't think that Matt Khalil is prepared to play a game tomorrow, so he wouldn't be the starting left tackle. So I would say that Roger Johnson would start at left tackle. I think Titus Howard would start at left guard. I think that Nick Martin would start at center, even though he's only one practice into training camp. Bill O'Brien and the Texans organization are really high on him, so he would start at center. The question is, who starts at right guard, Zach Fulton or Max Sharpton? Max Sharpton's had a great camp, but Zach Fulton's had a damn good camp himself, and so I think Zach Fulton will start at right guard, and then Chantrell Henderson, of course, would be the right tackle.
I saw Big Henderson come out there today and at right tackle. He's a guy that going into camp, I think he was as big a question mark as Davenport was, right?
Yeah.
Coming off of injury Let me rephrase that. The right tackle was just as much in question as the left tackle.
Right.
Yeah, and it wasn't a question of can Chantrell play, is can Chantrell stay healthy enough to be out there and play? And that's something we're still people don't talk about it, but you're still concerned about that because Chantrell Henderson got through training camp last year and he ends up getting hurt in week one.
Right.
So, you know, week by week you're still gonna be concerned, like, can he hold up, can he still be out there, play by play.
Is there any guy happier about this left tackle debacle? No, he's not happy, obviously, because he wants a good left tackle. But is anybody more excited about, hey, y'all just leave me alone over here at right tackle? Let me go through camp quietly and get better and get healthy and work. Y'all keep worrying about what's going on over there.
Yeah, that's – I mean, Sean Trey Henderson is the guy that really – people aren't really talking about.
Right.
I mean, he's just over there going in and – but he has to deal with J.J. Watt every day in practice. So he has his own set of concerns that he has to deal with. And, you know, not having to hear anything in the media or people asking him questions about, you know, position battles and all that type of stuff. You know, that's the least of his worries. So, you know, he has to deal with J.J. every day in practice. And I think that's making him a better player. And you're seeing it in the ball games. He's looked good in the preseason games that he started. And so I'm looking forward to Henderson having a good year.
Week one, because Clint gave you the question of as of, if the game was tomorrow, who would your starting five be?
Right.
So game is week one, Monday night, New Orleans. Who's your starting five offensive lineman?
This is my prediction, not who I think it's should be. This is my prediction of what it will be.
Okay.
I think the starting left tackle is going to be Matt Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
I think the starting left guard is going to be Titus Howard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Nick Martin is going to be at center. I think that at right guard, it's going to be Zach Fulton, and I think that the right tackle is going to be Chauncey Henderson. I think it's going to be basically status quo of what people thought it was going to be coming into the season. I think that some guys had some really good training camps that earned the right to potentially start, but I think that Bill O'Brien's going to go with more of what he knows and what he can completely trust and depend on and the veteran presence, and I think that's the line that's going to be out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.